Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 247. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate you, and it's just really cool and funny sometimes to have you supporting me. Like I really am in awe of your support, in all seriousness, especially on Instagram. If you do follow me there, you might know I've been referring to it as Shirtgate. That's what I'm calling it, Shirtgate, where I posted a gym selfie the other night to my stories, and I had my shirt tucked in the story, and it just become a funny thing to me in that I tuck my shirt in when I work out. Because I call it business casual gym attire. And I just think it's funny. So I take those selfies and I post them to Instagram. But last night, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that someone responded to me with a message that said, "Oh, you look like a tool doing that," which that's funny to me in itself, because I'm always one to say, "Hey, you know what? I am kind of a bit of a tool. It is what it is." So I'm not offended by that. But anyway, it was funny because when I posted the screenshot of that, I got so many responses from you all, literally thousands, just like supporting me and showing me love. It was really unreal. So I just want to say thank you. It's cool to see how much you really do have my back. And I hope you know that I have yours as well, virtually. So that's it. Just quick thank you. That's the intro. Just a quick note of gratitude to you, and I will certainly continue posting gym selfies. You know I will. And in all seriousness, you know, I'll keep doing that because for one, I think it's fun. So, you know, so sue me. And two, I also genuinely want to just demonstrate to you that you can be any number of things in life, any combination of things you want in life. Like you can't be put in one singular box. You know, no, what is it? Nobody puts baby in a corner. Like you could be a meathead and a poet. You could be a lawyer and a hip hop dancer, a scholar and a freak. You could read books and twerk, as I say. So like you get it. You could be any combination of things. So I'm going to keep posting my gym selfies. I'm going to keep tucking in my shirt, and I'll keep supporting you. So know that I've got your back, and always feel free to reach out to me. I have been getting a lot of DMs and it's a little tough to keep up, but in general, I see everything and I really do appreciate you. But random intro. I know I'm talking about gym selfies and tucking in my shirt, but let's talk about what's on my mind today that I think will be helpful for you. And this is the age old question of, does everything happen for a reason in life? That's the question. Does everything happen for a reason? Does it or doesn't it? And I get asked this a lot. Case, do you believe that everything happens for a reason? And actually, my answer to this question is actually really important to me. It's like an important part of like what I would call my mindset ethos. It's like the foundation of how I see life, of how I see myself in life. It's like the source of my mindsets. So I want to talk about this briefly in this episode. Does everything happen for a reason? And I want to show you the mindset that I think you could take from this that'll really set you free. And I'm calling this mindset the "I'm not okay right now, but I will be" mindset. It's a bit of a mouthful, but you'll see what I'm talking about here. So to this question, does everything happen for a reason in life? For starters, I've never really liked the usual answer that a lot of people give. It's kind of like a default answer of, yep, you know, that was supposed to happen to you. It's part of your plan. It's part of your plan. That was supposed to happen. And I've always been like, for real? Like that seems oddly specific and planned. Like I was supposed to be fired from my job. I was supposed to be broken up with. I was supposed to lose a friend. Like it always seemed like, you know, that was unnecessarily restrictive in my view of life, that I really had no control. It was going to happen regardless of what I did. I never really liked that. And I never really vibed with that. And so I don't think things happen, bad things happen specifically because they were meant to happen that way, that they were always going to happen that way. But I do fundamentally believe that when something bad does happen to you in life, that because it happened, whether it was random or your fault or whatever, that in the blink of an eye, in the moment that it happened, suddenly it gained a reason for happening. It developed a reason for happening. It could be a new reason. It could be a reason you never expected. But ultimately it did. Because it happened, it gained a reason for happening. And I'm going to explain what this means because that is like, but this has really given me a new mindset here. And again, it's called the I'm not okay right now, but I will be okay mindset. And I'm going to tell you what it's all about. So to get into that, here's how I look at life, just to simplify things for the sake of the context here. Let's just assume that in like the most simple terms possible, either good things happen in life or bad things happen. Okay, good or bad. And for the most part, when good things happen to us, we don't think twice about them. We're like, yep, that happened. That there's a reason for that good thing happening to me. I deserved it. It's happening. I accept it. Awesome. Right? Yeah. Good things. Like it could be going on a great first date. It could be meeting a new friend, finding something fun that excites you, feeling really engaged and successful in your career. You name it. Good things, right? We accept them for what they are. They happen for a reason. But then there's bad things, of course. And in general, when bad things happen, we lose our minds. We question everything. We assume the worst. We spiral into self-doubt and indecision and overthinking. When we get rejected, when we get ghosted, when we feel lost in our career, when we're disappointed in ourselves, when we're just sad or disappointed or whatever it is, when that bad thing happens that happens to us and leads us to those emotions, we just lose it. We start coming up with all these conclusions about ourselves and our life path. But the contrast there, of course, is that isn't something we do when good things happen. When good things happen to us, we just assume that they're happening because that's what's supposed to happen for us. That life has led us to this good thing, that it's happening for a reason. So I think a lot about this in life, right? Why don't we apply that same standard to the shitty things that happen to us in life? If the good things happen for a reason, why can't we have the same mindset? Why can't we say the same thing about the bad things? And I frankly think it's unfair to ourselves that we don't do this. And I think actually it's the source of a lot of anxiety that we have in life. So I think the best way to simplify our lives, the best way to simplify our reaction to things that happen in life is to take a step back and apply the same standard across the board. Something good happened in our lives? That's fantastic. We're happy. We're dating. We're engaged in our careers. Great. This is all happening for a reason. Something bad happened. You're rejected. You feel lost. You feel insecure. Okay. This is also happening for a reason. And I think this is a really, really powerful, call it level setting in life. And it'll serve you really well because it sets you up. It's the introduction to this idea of this mindset. I'm not okay right now, but I will be. And this is the mindset I think we should all have, particularly when bad things happen, because it reminds us that things happen for a reason. But in the immediate, you're free to be upset. You're free to be distraught, annoyed, frustrated, you name it. But you have to know that you will be okay. You have to believe that you will be okay because for the very specific reason that whatever happened, it happened for a reason. So this is the motto here that I'm going to explain. I'm not okay right now, but I will be. And this basically acknowledges that it's okay to be lost or confused or rejected. Like you don't and you shouldn't be some robot who gets, you know, run over or fired or rejected. And you're like, it's okay. You know, c'est la vie. What's meant to be is meant to be. Like, frankly, I think that's a little weird. And I'd be a little concerned for you if you were like that disconnected from your emotions. So I say, you know, write it out, homie. Write it out. It's okay. Be upset, be angry, be frustrated, be sad, but always have that second sentence in your back pocket ready to go. I'm not okay right now, but I will be. And say that. Say, I will be, because you know what I know, and that's that things happen for a reason. Specifically, they happen to mold us in some way. And that's like the ultimate cheesy thing to say. I used to always laugh at something like that to say that, you know, everything's a lesson. Everything's a blessing in disguise. Like, I never used to vibe with that. But for the sake of this mindset here, let's let go of our ego for a moment. And personally, I've realized through years and years and years of trial and error, years and years and years of things, quote, happening for a reason, that every bad thing that happens to you in life, regardless of what it takes from you, and that could be it taking a person from you, an opportunity from you, a sense of direction, a sense of confidence from you, whatever, for everything it takes, it always, always gives you something in return. Life takes and life gives. And what it gives you every single time is purpose, renewed purpose. Bad things happening in life, unexpected things happening in life, just straight up bullshit happening in life, it always gives you a new sense of purpose. And when you reframe anything bad that happens to you in this sense, I think you'll realize that this is actually true. When something is taken from you, you always get something in return. When something doesn't go right, you always get something in return. And that thing is purpose. When you fail, you are given purpose to find success in another way. When a door is closed, you are given purpose to find a door that is open. When you're rejected, you're given purpose to try again. When you're lost, you're given purpose to find yourself. And like, for real though, like, it takes a very heightened sense of vulnerability to believe this, but I believe it's entirely true. But this is only true if you have a certain mindset, and that's the mindset of, I'm not okay right now, but I will be. This has to be your mindset because it contains the powerful answer to the question that we should all be asking ourselves, which is, what is my plan for myself in life? What is my plan for myself? And if your plan for yourself is rooted in figuring life out, ending up, no matter where you come from, ending up happy and fulfilled, then this is going to be true 100% of the time. If this is the case for you, then there's no way you're going to stay rejected. There's no way you're going to stay lost or heartbroken or alone. You're not. You might not be okay right now, but you will be, because you can take that thing that happened to you or didn't happen to you, and you can say, okay, this happened for a reason because it gave me something in return. It took something from me, but it also gave me something. And, you know, I can't tell you why something happened to you in your life. And more often than not, frankly, I don't think you can always tell yourself why something happened. Like, the answer to that question can take years to answer, or even a lifetime to answer. You don't always immediately know why you can't find your stride in life, why you can't find your soulmate, why you can't find a job that makes sense for you. But I don't think it's a solution to just shrug and be like, well, guess it happened for a reason. It was supposed to happen that way. It's not a solution to just numb yourself to whatever you're feeling. I say you feel it. Feel it, whatever it is that you're feeling. But react with acknowledgement of the sense of purpose it's giving you. Because purpose is the ultimate equalizer in life. It's like the ultimate North Star. It's the ultimate motivator. Because there's always a reason for life to give you purpose. Even if it's not specific purpose. Even if you're unsure of what to do with it. But if something happens in your life that's not expected, or that's bad, or it's not what you want, and you find yourself with renewed purpose as a result, that is a win. That is a win. And that is life validating that whatever it's throwing your way, it's happening for a reason. Examples, right? So if your 3-year-long relationship falls apart, and that gives you a reason to consider who you are, what you want, to find yourself, that is purpose that happened for a reason. If your dream job rejects you and that gives you purpose to, you know, refine your skill set, work on your public speaking skills, your presentation skills, that is purpose that happened for a reason. If you keep feeling lost and unsure in your life and that gives you drive to explore more and find yourself in a sense, that is purpose that happened for a reason. If you feel insecure and lacking confidence, and that gives you the drive to, you know, dive into a passion that is personal to you, a new hobby, whatever, that is purpose that happened for a reason. That's how I look at this. That's the mindset. I'm not okay right now, but I will be. And it's really powerful because it's all about reframing. It's all about being as egoless and vulnerable as possible. And understanding that life has this compassionate way of balancing things for taking and giving and taking and giving. And I know it's not easy to be like, oh, this is 100% true. Like, it's easy to be like, dude, this sounds really good, but you know, life seems to have been, it's been doing a lot of taking lately. It hasn't been doing a whole lot of giving. I totally hear you on that, of course. But I think life has its own timing, and it's your job to just ride the wave and find the purpose that you pick up along the way. You pick it up and then you add it and you add it and you add it. You add up the purpose you get from everything that happens to you. You add up the purpose that you get from another failed relationship. You add up the purpose you get from another shitty first date. You add up the purpose you get from another draining day at your job. You add it up and you add it up. And then you pull that second sentence out of your pocket that says, but I will be. I'm not okay right now, but I will be. Right out of your pocket. It's been sitting in there. You just keep it there. Like, I always used to joke, if you listen to older episodes, I used to go to this club in Chicago called The Underground. And we'd get like tables and bottles and things like that. And at like 2 a.m., they'd give out cookies to everyone. And I always used to think it was the funniest thing to put the cookie in my pocket and walk around and go, pocket cookie, and like hand it out like a huge tool. And just waiting there in my pocket. It's the same thing. Like, you always have it in your pocket to say, I'm not okay right now because you're human, but then to reach into your pocket when you're ready and say, but I will be. And you say this because you recognize that whatever happened to you that makes you not okay, it happened for a reason. And you don't have to be sure what the specific reason is, but you just know that it gave you some new purpose or some revived purpose. And that purpose is to shape you. Its purpose is to point you in a direction that is up. That is up, that you can't go lower, that it's pointing you in a direction that's better, that's more worthwhile, that's more powerful. And you can learn to say that to yourself because that's your plan for yourself. Your plan is not to stay heartbroken or lost or angry or frustrated. That's not your plan for yourself. And the purpose you've been given will deliver new outcomes in your life, as long as that's your expectation of yourself. I'm not okay right now, but I will be because this happened for a reason. So that's the mindset, just something to think about there. I'll end it right there. Hope that gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast with a friend. New episodes Monday, new episodes Thursdays. I'd also love it if you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now to take just a minute, write a 5-star rating and review Apple Podcasts. It really does mean a lot to me. So thank you so much for that. And if you want more, if you want to really live some of these mindsets, you could check out newmindsethoodis.com, pick up the new mindset journal or single Is Your Superpower. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.